Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Hello you and you, and welcome to Posh Space Couch. It's another episode. How are you guys today? You know, this is me every time asking you guys, how are you? You know how important this question is to me, because it's actually a very question that we don't really take seriously. People just ask you, how are you? Are you okay? But you say, I'm fine. But are you actually fine? Are you actually okay? And that's why we've created this space. So when I ask that question, I genuinely meant it. And I'm here so we can talk about it. Poshpit Couch is a couch where you can actually relax, you can actually talk and be yourself. So welcome to another episode of Poshpit Couch with Seyi Oluwasogo. It's a beautiful weather today. I mean, it's over the weekend, actually. I think the spring is springing. So thank God we're finally over winter. So we can start changing our wardrobe again, as usual. So today, last week, let's do a quick recap on last week. It was a Valentine weekend, last weekend. There's love in the air, you know. And we did a very interesting topic last week, which was love language. That was beautiful. We had Jane on the show, and she expressed her own love language, which is an act of service. And you know, guys, let me actually put this out there. I had a call over the weekend, and a lady actually called me and said, Posh, do you know this is what that broke my marriage? Because I actually don't know the meaning of love language. And that actually hits me, because that means we're actually doing something good on this program, you know. Because I feel like a lot of people do not even know their own love language. And if you don't know yours, how can you know other person's love language? We just live our life just like that. You don't know what you love, you don't know what you enjoy, you don't know what makes you happy. But last week was an eye-opener for a lot of people. And I share my own also, which is quality time. I like when I spend time with someone, my family, my loved one, I will physically come there and show forth for you. Meanwhile, other people, they do their own by giving you a gift. That's their love language. Some people have a word of affirmation. And we also have, that's another one. Yeah, I think it's five of them. Act of service, quality time, physical touch, word of affirmation. Yeah, so last week was beautiful, and apparently I made some questions last week. I've addressed those questions to the people that actually asked those questions, so I'm sorry. So I'm going to keep an eye on my tablet this week. So when you guys drop your message on TikTok, which is poshptherapy. at Poshy Therapy. If you go on my TikTok, it's called Poshy Therapy. There you can see me right now live on video. We're on radio, but we're also on TikTok. So if you want anything you want to answer, or you want a question you want me to answer, just write it and I will read that out loud for you guys. So today's show is something that we all don't like talking about, and that is age. You know, me as a person right now, I'm stepping into my fourth level, and I'm proud of that. But most of the time, a lot of people do not want to age. We just want to be, we want to be 20s, we want to be in our 20s, we want to stay in our probably early 30s. But listen, you're going to be 40, you're going to be 50, you're going to be 60, 70, 80, and so on. So we want to talk about the loneliness that's come with aging. Why people actually avoid this topic of aging. So, and I have someone that you guys will enjoy because, guys, we're going another level today. So let me not introduce her yet. Let's do our first song like we normally do. So when I'm back, then I'll introduce her and then we can go fully into today's episode of Posh Picard. So the first song today is actually a request, and it's One Love by Bob Marley. So we are diving in with love because we want to age gracefully. So love makes you age gracefully. So let's do this and I'll be back in a minute. One love keeps us together. Right. So guys, I have my very good auntie, friend, mentor, everything you can call her. I've known this lady, or this as a lady, for over a decade, ever since I moved to Manchester. And she's now a family to me. And I've been trying to get her to come on this show since December. Right, so she's a shy person, she claimed. But don't worry, guys. She's going to give us everything inside her she will download for her today. Because the topic is actually aging without loneliness, and that's building a purpose for every stage of your life. So for every stage of our life, we need a purpose. And so how can we age gracefully? So this woman is the owner and the director of a charity called The Beautiful Mind. And in fact, that's where I'm going to start my question today, Sister Itunu, when I start questioning you in a minute. Because I love that name. It's so, it's beautiful. I don't know how to qualify beautiful with beautiful. And that, so, welcome to the show, Sister Itunu. How are you today?
I'm very well. Thank you so very much for having me on the show.
I love that.
At last.
At last. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. At last. Yeah. You know, the Bible says everything worketh for good for people that love the Lord. So this is a season for you to be here, which is why it took us this while to be here. So there's a purpose, like we said, title is purpose of everything. So the purpose for this season is actually for you to be on the couch.
Absolutely.
So I'm happy to have you here. So
thank
how
you.
Are you today?
I'm very well. I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm very well. Thank you. Thank you. So yeah, I'm going to start with that very question. Beautiful Mind. How do you come about that name, Beautiful Mind?
The Beautiful Mind. Mm. It's a very beautiful name, like you said. About 4 years ago, I have had this vision for older adults. And I am the last child of my family.
Right.
And I can tell you that all the love is like all the love was showered on me.
Mm.
And one thing that inspired me about this name is it was my dad. Because when he was alive, I was here. He was back in Africa, and I really didn't have that time, you know, to travel home as often as I can. And while I was growing up, I was like the center of attraction in the family, everything. So this name comes from, I would say, my dad's heart.
Right.
Because he has a very beautiful mind. It's a lovable man. He loves people around him. He takes care of everyone, and he's so much big on older adults.
Mm.
He doesn't joke with older adults. So when he was about to die, he made a request, which I'm not going to, you know, say about
that's fine.
on this live show. And unfortunately, I couldn't meet that request until he passed.
Mm.
So when he passed, and I said to myself, I am going to make him proud of me.
Mm.
Mm. And that is, basically the name came from my dad's beautiful heart. And all our older adults are called the Beautiful Mind. We hardly use elderly or older adults or aged people. So we call them the Beautiful
Mind. I love that. That name is beautiful. And there's no other adjective to qualify beautiful. Beautiful is beautiful.
It's beautiful.
So, and I love that. That's actually a good one. And you've actually touched on another question I want to ask you, which is, how is your upbringing? And you've said a little bit about it, but can you tell us more how you grew up?
Yeah, like I mentioned earlier, I'm the last child of the family. Mm. So much love, so much attention. Mm. You know, last born out the...
I mean, when they watch shoes
together.
Yes.
So much love and... I get everything I wanted, to be honest. Anything I wanted, even before my siblings, my dad, my mom gives it to me. My mom was a disciplinarian, like seriously.
Okay.
But my dad is
so
always...
give you a balance.
Yeah.
You all need that balance.
So yeah, my upbringing was great. Primary school, secondary school. As a matter of fact, I got into high school from primary four. And that was how much they've invested in me academically, socially. My father taught us how to be bold.
Mm.
And, you know, we can make things happen if we put it in our hearts. So, yeah, my childhood was great. It was fine. When I grew up and they were telling me some certain things, my siblings were telling me about things that have happened that I wasn't aware of. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, thank God.
No, you can't relate.
I can't relate.
You just said bold. So why would you tell me you're shy if you've been... raised in a bold and very, you know, home like that?
Yeah, basically, the thing is that I love pictures.
Okay.
I can take videos of myself.
Okay.
But live show, I'm not like 100% I've done live show in the past, okay, but then that was years back.
I remember, I mean, if I can talk about it, we used to do meals for the church back in the day.
That wasn't live. It was recorded.
Okay, well, but people are, it's almost the same thing.
Well, I mean, I wasn't on live show like this one.
Well, here we are now. And how are you feeling right now?
Well, I'm okay. Initially, I was really nervous.
I told you, on Punch's couch, there's no nervousness.
Thank you.
It's actually okay to be nervous, because when you're nervous, there's something that's kicking inside of you. I come on this show every week, and I still get bubbles inside my belly. Because that means if you take things for granted, we get complacent, and then we don't know what we're doing anymore.
Absolutely.
Because you're too comfortable.
That's right.
And that's what you don't want to happen to you. You don't want to be too comfortable, and then you're going to mess up.
Yes.
So I like when people say they are nervous to some extent, but then that's my job, to keep you calm.
Thank you. You did well.
Thank you very much. I like that. So let me ask you a question. So when we talk about, because this is a therapy show, it's a mental health awareness that I do. And so I'm just going to ask one question, is about growing up. Do you think the way people grow up, does it determine or factor what happens to them when they grow older?
I mean, it depends on your perspective.
Right.
Because I would say 75 to 80% yes to that question. Right. Because when we're growing up, we have a lot of culture, norms, things that we do that we feel it's normal. In another place, it's not normal. So many, you know, behavior, character that we grew up with. So I would say 75 to 80% yes. However, let's say, for example, you grew up in an environment whereby they lack manners, no respect.
Mm-hmm.
And you find yourself in another particular area where you see people, you know, well-cultured, mannered. And you see that you are the only different one. You don't want to be like that forever.
That's right.
And that's why I said 75 to 80% yes. Now, the 30% depends on your own...
You as a person.
As a person. Mm. Do you want to continue like this? Do you want to stay that way? Because I hear some, you know, older people saying when they are 50, nobody can change me again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, I'm too old to be changed. I'm too old to, you know, change is the only thing that is constant.
Yes.
And unfortunately, it's inevitable.
It is.
We can't get rid of change.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so much depends on, excuse me, on you personally. Mm-hmm. But 70 to 80%, it's a yes.
Right.
So the rest is you wanting to work on yourself, build a new character, or positively or negatively. Mm-hmm. So it's up to you. So yeah,
I'm in the school of thoughts of that answer, because I believe the more we grow older, according to the Bible, actually it says you shall know the truth and it shall set you free. So some certain things that you know when you're growing up, when you become aware at some point in your time, we'll be like, okay, this thing is not right.
Yeah.
I might need to change this thing.
Yeah.
Career-wise, you might have grown up wanting to become this, and you get to a stage, you'll be like, you know what?
Yeah.
It's not what I want anymore. We'll change today. So, like you said, change is a constant thing. We need to be constantly aware of where we are, and then be willing to actually make some changes when it's absolutely necessary.
Absolutely.
Because when you stay in one place, then that means your life is not going to, you know, it's not going to move forward, which is tell us back to the age. When we're 20s, we behave like we're into 20s, according to Apostle Paul. And then when you become 30, there should be a change.
Yeah.
At 40, there'll be a change.
Yeah.
So, you now, tell us, what's your background career-wise, and how did you translate into what you're doing right now? Has that been you all the way, or has there been any changes to where we are right now, where you now have passion for older people?
Well, that's a very big question for me, like seriously big. When I was growing up, I really wanted to be a medical doctor.
Right.
And I tried, like seriously tried. Back home in Africa, we do this exam called JAMB.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I did that exam like no man's business.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wrote the exams many times like no man's business, but of course, medicine was not possible for me. And then I got an admission to study computer science.
Okay.
Initially, I started crying when I was, you know, giving that course, offered the course.
Mm-hmm.
I cried and cried, and my dad was like, "You just go for it. You can't even tell. Go for it." So I went for my first degree was computer science, and so when my husband came, I got married. I mean, shout out to my husband out there.
Hello, brother. How are you?
My backbone. He actually encouraged me a lot to come on this show.
I love him.
He came. He brought me in here, and then my second degree was computer network technology. But sincerely, I didn't feel fulfilled. in that career. Mm. I tried my best. I did all I could. I did a lot of self-learning.
Mm-hmm.
But then it wasn't just working. Mm. I worked at a particular time. I got a job with British Airways. It was like a roller coaster. I couldn't even
stay on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like 3 days writing code. It's just frustrating. Personally, apologies to IT guys,
it's okay,
developers.
I have the same background. So.
Quality analyst. Apologies to you all. That's just me.
Yeah.
I eventually moved to administration.
Right.
And then I started working as an administrator, you know, resourcing officer. Administrative role. In all, implementing office procedures in all capacities. And when I began to think about the beautiful minds, I thought to myself, of course I can teach basic skills, IT skills and stuff like that. But then it's not in line with
what you've been doing.
Exactly.
Before.
It's not in line with what I've been doing before and what I would start doing with the beautiful mind. So I decided to go back to uni to study social work.
Wow.
It was very hard.
Wow.
Like, seriously very hard. When I got my own result for the first year and I passed, I'm like, okay, how did I do it? Because at some point I wanted to, like, you know, drop out of school. But then, so currently, I'm studying social work at the university, and I love it because it's called alignment.
Alignment.
Especially
absolutely.
With what I'm doing with the beautiful mind.
Mm-hmm.
I love it, and it's amazing. You know, when you are studying and you can see, you know, people with lived experiences,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
you can actually
relate.
So, yes, that's the journey of my, academic background. Yeah.
That's beautiful. I, you know what, I can empathize with everything that you're talking about. When I came to UK, I did business information system, which is business in IT.
Wow.
I proudly failed all my courses.
Wow.
Everything, all my five modules, I failed everything gloriously. And I took a step back. My mom did not know that I've actually dropped out of school.
Wow.
And I was just working, finding myself. So eventually when I found myself, I went back and I started doing, I did counseling.
Okay.
And then it was as easy as anything. And I was young. I think I was like 28 when I did my level 2, then I did my level 3, then I did my diploma. And they said everything, the others are history, they always said. Everything just went so
smoothly.
Easily for me. And that's when, and now I believe in purpose.
Mm.
I believe in purpose. I've worked in different places in this country to law firm. In fact, in the magic circle, I've done a lot. But I do not have fulfillment.
Yeah.
I do not have fulfillment until I actually, and when I started Posh P Couch, it actually took my fulfillment to another level.
Mm.
Because then I'm like, this is me, and I want to make people feel better.
Absolutely.
Especially because I feel like there was more platform for women than men.
Yeah.
So I actually started based on men because I want men to be able to talk. I want men to have a platform where we go through a lot. But I was challenged by women that this also should be extended to women, which I actually did.
Thank you. Now
we are all enjoying this, including me, myself, because I'm getting better and I'm knowing more things about our mental health is what we actually do not grow up talking about back in Africa.
Yeah.
And now that we are here, we are able to see a lot of things. I remember my grandma, having dementia. We don't know it's called dementia back then.
Yeah.
Until we came here, then we realized that, oh, this is what actually happened. You know, she forget things. She will say this, she will say that. We just think, like, what's happened to this woman? You know? But coming to this country has given us a lot of awareness.
Yeah.
And now we... And back to the topic, because I'm not trying to deviate. Purpose. Purpose in life. So for every stage of our life, there's a purpose.
Yeah.
And we need to keep chasing
that
purpose, because you cannot be in one place. We just have to keep going forward. So going to Beautiful Mind.
Yeah.
Embracing age. So this is a community for community. And so how does, when you started this charity work, tell us, is it basically for older people alone, or is it general, or what is the vision and the mission?
Yeah, you know, like I mentioned earlier, that I wasn't there physically for my dad before he passed. And this is one of his strengths.
Right.
Taking care of older adults. And I promised myself when I got this vision, like, every other adult that comes through to the Beautiful Mind will be well taken care of and, you know, looked after. So, initially when we started, the Beautiful Mind was a constituted community group, and we were strictly on older adults.
Right.
Strictly on older adults. And the purpose why we established that is to make sure that our older adults feel supported, they feel valued. You know, they feel listened to, and they are all able to enjoy the quality of life. Because, you know, there's this, I don't want to call it stigma, I don't want to call it, this ageism going on. When you get a certain age, people begin to, the society begin to marginalize you.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Maybe you're not fit for certain job, you know, you're not fit to do this, to do that. And so... we were so much bigger on older adults when we initially started. That was 2024. So in September 2024, we were opportuned and given an opportunity by the North Manchester Inclusion and North Manchester Community Partnership team. Shout out to you out there. Thank you so very much for believing in us. So they gave us a space to meet physically, and we started. So we started as a community. We're bigger on older adults. Everything we do was about older adults. So in last year, September 2025, just about a year, we became a charity organization. And then we were hoping to older adults and vulnerable adults from age 18 and over.
Okay.
So the major thing is to make sure that we promote social inclusion. And then combat loneliness, and also make them feel valued. Nobody wants to be devalued. Everybody wants to be respected. Everybody wants to be recognized. Everybody wants to be appreciated. Everybody wants to be loved. And everybody wants to be heard. And that is one of the reasons why the Beautiful Mind existed. So back to your question, we are open to older adults and vulnerable adults due to mental or physical health from age 18 and over.
That's beautiful. I love that. Before we go on a break, I'm going to ask one more question before we go. And I'm going to chip in on that when it comes to older people. Because in fact, in banking industry right now, there's an age gap of when you can do. Actually start kicking you out or before they let you in.
Wow.
Because they believe immediately you're over 35, they need a new mind. That's what they call it.
Wow.
A new mind. And they feel like a new mind can do more, can give them more ideas.
Wow.
Immediately you're getting older, they don't need you in the industry.
That's,
and then
that's not
it's
fair.
Time for you to start packing your bag and move to another whatnot. So I actually believe in this. And I'm a guy also. Sometimes when you actually go outside there, people will see young people start calling you uncle. I'm thinking, okay, relax, what's going on here?
You just called me auntie earlier.
No, that's a joke one. No, I call you a lady.
You said that too, you know. I'm like, no, stop.
I mean, because age is something that nobody wants to get old for some reason, but I feel like it's a reality.
Yeah.
And And it's just, how do we manage it? How do we navigate getting hold? I think that's the thing that we should be actually talking about. And that's actually why I love the charity organization that you've created, where people can actually, you know, live life and know that there's a community. But it's a pandemic in this country. Age is a pandemic. It's lonely. Because we're gonna dive more into that topic when I come back on this little break. Because I want you to tell me some kind of impact. Because you must have seen some certain things that you've experienced with older people and how it makes them feel when you actually talk to them or when you sit down with them. So we're gonna talk about that in a minute when I'm back on the show. So we're gonna go on a short break. We're gonna listen to a song called "It's a Old School Song," guys. Yeah. This song is there. So if you're young, you might not know this song, but if you're older, or if you're into music, it's called Olori Oko. It's by Infinity. So this song has been around for a minute.
Yeah.
So I want us to enjoy this song and sink everything in, and I'll be back in a minute, guys.
I have seen the future. Though I'm not a prophet, in the book of Revelation, there is warning for the nation. That has an ear, let him hear. Yes, for the Spirit is saying.
Yeah.
Welcome back, my people. That song is Olorioko by Affinity. It's a old song and I love it. So I thought, you know what? What a day to play that song, Olorioko Mbowa. So now, how can I link that to this? Is that your age is coming. We are all going to get old.
It's inevitable.
It's inevitable.
Yeah.
We are going to get old. And that's going to take me to the next question that I'm going to ask Sister Ituna now. So, what do you do with the older people that you work with? What are the things, what are the impacts that you've been making on them so far?
Like you mentioned earlier, you said loneliness nowadays is like a pandemic.
Yes.
And we are, we promote social inclusion. One of the things we do that's very, very impactful, it's coffee morning.
Right.
But we call it coffee morning and more because it's not just about coming together and taking coffee. We also do various activities. Mm. So, for example, we had a coffee morning this morning.
Okay.
I'm still on my t-shirt.
I'm into comfort.
We had coffee morning. Yes, you're welcome. We had coffee morning this morning, and during the coffee morning, we had series of discussion.
Okay.
We didn't just come coffee chat. No, we chat. We do a lot of things. We had chair exercise as well.
Okay.
And afterwards, we went for health checks. And on a normal day, we can have egg race. We play games together.
Mm.
We do walking together. On Friday, we went bowling. And that is one beautiful thing about the beautiful mind.
Oh, yes.
When I say the beautiful mind, just imagine me saying older adults. Because
yes,
older adults are the beautiful minds.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
One beautiful thing about the beautiful mind is that when you see them, they are all engaged.
Mm-hmm.
They are all into every activity that we do. So the beautiful mind charity is for the beautiful minds. So any decision we are making, we are making it together. Anything we want to do, we are agreeing together. Oh, the beautiful minds, this is our schedule for this week. What do you think? What can we discuss? For our Valentine, we did craft. We did heart and craft, whereby we engraved love leads on a heart plate. And it was beautiful. You see, you can see the expression.
Mm-hmm.
We were all happy. And last week again, we played the Pass the Love game. So basically, we have all the beautiful my heart, five love hearts in their small envelopes.
Okay.
And then we start playing music.
Mm-hmm.
We play music. When the music stops, anyone that has the golden bottle
mm-hmm.
on their hand will have to give out one of their love to anybody they like.
Oh, wow.
And then when you give all the five loves, that's you winning the round. Oh, and you get a gift for that. And I got a lot of love from the beautiful mind. So we do a lot of activities. It's not just about the activity. It's about building stronger community together.
Yeah.
It's about making them feel valued.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't like the fact that when people start aging and then we begin to feel like they are not capable of certain things again.
Yeah,
I am not in that school.
That's an isolation.
No, I'm not in that school.
Mm-hmm.
Last year we had Age Without Limit Day, and one of our beautiful minds said, allow us to do things.
Mm.
You know, in Africa, when an older adult wants to bend down and carry something, we want to help them. It's a sign of respect.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it is important for us to understand the culture wherever we are. That's it is right. important for us to adapt to the environment.
That's right.
Here, when an older adult wants to do something, as long as they are not fragile, as long as they are not... allow them to do it.
It's actually a form of exercise.
Exactly. Also. So I don't like the fact that you feel like because they're a certain age, they can't do certain things again. No. As a matter of fact, older adults should be much more out there, even at the political level, making decisions.
Because of the experiences.
Exactly. The wisdom, the experiences, they have walked the path. The path we are walking right now, they've walked it. They've seen so many things that we are yet to see. So why should they be marginalized? Why do you think they are not important in the society? Why do you think there are certain things they can't do, there are certain things they can do? No. No. We had an experience at the Salford Beautiful Minds, and I had a dialogue with one of the beautiful minds. When I say beautiful minds, imagine. And she said, "Oh, I'm old now. I don't think I can add any value." You can imagine the kind of humiliation, ageism, discrimination.
Oh, yes. And you know how many people that's going through that.
So she's lost her identity.
Absolutely.
And the thing is that if you don't understand your identity, you will lose direction.
Absolutely.
You won't know what to do again. And I told her, "No, come to the beautiful man. Join us." She came. Oh, my God. She called me during the week and she said, "Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you for putting the beautiful mind together. I feel young again." That statement, that comment keep ringing in my head. Young again. So older adults, they have tremendous potentials. It is important for us to allow them unleash. So yeah.
I don't think you can say more than that. How can we align our life with each stage as we get older? What can we do to align ourselves having our purpose as we grow older?
Well, I can say that purpose is not fixed.
Right.
It's not like purpose is not a fixed calling. Purpose shifts based on your capacity, based on your perspective and your responsibilities. So it is important to check your values. What is it that I like most? What is it that I do most? What is it that people appreciate me for? At every stage of one's life, as long as you're not an infant and you have no probably you have no mental issue that has affected your capacity, then you can make a change. You have a purpose. There is a purpose why we are here right now.
That's right.
There is a purpose why you've decided to start Posh Couch, Couch. So it is important to understand your value. What do I like to do? How can I impact other people? What is it that people appreciate me for? What is it that when I do it, I feel fulfilled? I put a couple of notes down here for that purpose. Then also, What are you naturally good at? That's your strength. That is your strength. Purpose aligns with these things, your values, your strength, and the needs around you. Where you can contribute, how can you impact? I've had the beautiful minds come to me. We want to volunteer. I love that. I've seen them show up at our normal fair. Like maybe we go out for something, they just there, they give out, leaflets, they prepare coffee and tea. They do all sorts that we volunteers will normally do. So it is important in life for us to align our purpose. We need to identify what exactly our values are, what our strengths are, and what are the needs around me. How can I help? How can I contribute? How can I make a difference? There's this thing that my dad used to say, that you can never be irrelevant. You can only be irrelevant when you allow yourself to be irrelevant.
That's right.
He used to say, if somebody puts you here and gives you a responsibility and that person feels like you are no longer relevant here, leave that place and go make a difference elsewhere. And I used to tell my kids, you can never be irrelevant, except you are the only one that can make yourself irrelevant wherever you find yourself in life. So our beautiful minds are just beautiful in and out. They are ready to help. They're ready to support. You see them texting, checking on each other. We have a WhatsApp group. Their responses, the way they congratulate each other during birthdays. The way we do catch up call as well. We do virtual call to catch up on each other. So it's important at every stage of our life to know our values, our strengths, and what is the problem that is around me right now that I can solve and or contribute to positively.
Wow. And there's no time to actually change career. I believe that, because anytime you can, because the older you get, the more you know yourself. Yeah. And then you can say, okay, let me change this thing.
Yeah.
Let me start this thing. Let me, because you get, what's there to lose anymore? Might as well do it.
Exactly.
That's how I say it, when you want to change something. Like, I'm not 20, I'm not 30s anymore. What's there to lose? Let's do something. Right, let me ask you one question. I mean, my semi-last question. As a person, directly, are you scared getting older?
No way. I am not scared because, you know, if only we can know that aging is a privilege, we would change our perspective, the thoughts, our thinking about aging. Aging is a privilege.
Mm-hmm.
Aging is living.
That's
not
right.
Everybody gets the opportunity to age.
Get to that age.
Aging is an opportunity.
It is.
You get what
it
I mean? So is. I am not scared of getting old. I remember a couple of weeks ago, I wanted to, you know, stand up and then I couldn't stand up, and then my daughter was like, oh, mommy, you're getting old. I said, yes, I'm getting wise.
I like that.
That's wisdom.
That's wisdom.
Aging is a beautiful thing. It's inevitable. We can't shy away from it. And it is important for us to love it, value it, and embrace it. That's our key. The beautiful mind. When we come for our coffee morning, when you shout the beautiful mind, you get aging is living. Love it, value it, embrace it. So I am not scared of aging.
I love that question.
I love to age.
And I will copy from your leaf. I'm not scared of getting older. Also. well, we're going to embrace it together.
Yeah, it's a privilege.
It's a privilege to actually get. Because one thing also, I've had privilege to work with some older people also. And you've touched on it when it comes to this loneliness thing. And I remember speaking to a lady and I held her hand. And the way she was happy that I actually held her hand after the conversation. Because she's like, oh, nobody has actually held her hand like that before. And I'm like, oh, so there's some certain thing that we actually take for granted.
Yeah.
And that's physical touch. Like, you know, you just because somebody is old does not mean they don't want a shake.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you have to isolate them.
Yeah.
We are evolving together.
Yeah.
They need you as much as you need them. Yeah. Like I said, wisdom. They will advise you on some certain paths that you might want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel like, I've walked this path. And that's what our parent also does for us, isn't it? They tell us, do this, don't do this because of certain things. And that's so aging is actually a beautiful thing. I agree. And I believe after this show, people will actually start embracing aging.
Yes, please.
And one thing I want you to tell us more now is, how can we find you? How can we join you? What are the things, are the benefits of our listener now? What can they benefit from at the Beautiful Mind as they try to also come on board?
All right, thank you. Before I answer that question, what you mentioned about touch, one thing that we've, one of our culture at the Beautiful Mind, every coffee morning when you're coming in, we hug each other.
Beautiful.
When we're leaving, we hug each other.
Beautiful.
Which is amazing.
Beautiful.
Everybody wants to hug. Everybody wants to touch. So it's beautiful that you mentioned that the pathway by people want to be touched. They want to be loved. So it's a lovely thing. So back to your question. We meet at every week, every Tuesday from 10:30 till half 12 at Simpson Memorial Hall.
Okay.
That's on 361 Mustang Lane. So that's every Tuesday, but from 23rd of March, I think there's a construction going on. But information, we have lots of information on our Facebook page that, you know, we can update people on our new location. We are in Salford as well. Shout out to West and Sidley Shosho Club. Always welcoming us every second Saturday of the month. Thank you so very much. And then we're in Oldham. We meet last Saturday of the month at Oldham.
You're everywhere, so you're actually accessible.
We're going places.
That's good. We love that.
We meet last Saturday of the month, and it's between 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock. Shout out to Oldham One. Please follow them on Facebook. They have accommodated us. I mean, they provide everything for us that we need. And we also have a Facebook page, Instagram page, TikTok page as well. We have our numbers on our social media platforms. You can reach us via WhatsApp, call us to know more about what we do. Yeah.
Thank you very much. So, guys, you've heard it right there. Beautiful Mind is here for everyone.
Yeah.
It was for older people before, but now we are all included. So for me as a person, I'm going to come for that morning coffee.
Come
and
on.
Then I get to meet people,
yeah.
you know, connect. Like-minded people, yeah. And connect. And then we pick it from there, because nobody wants to be lonely,
yeah.
When they get older. You want a community. You want people around you.
Yeah.
You know, so, and that's the whole purpose of aging gracefully. I think there's a message that's coming. Not yet. Okay. So there's an episode on this show. We call it Rant of the Day.
Okay.
So the rant means people actually rant about what they've been through last week or before, whatever they want to let out.
Yeah.
They let it out, then we address it on the show.
Yeah.
So you as a person, I'm going to start with you.
Oh, wow.
Is there anything you want to rant about? You want to just let it out?
It can be
as simple as anything. But I can start, because I have one here.
Okay,
and
go
that,
on.
That might give you ideas.
Yeah,
to,
sure. Because so, I can rant on millions of things.
So, this rant is actually funny. My God, it's from a guy. So I flew a girl abroad. I've been talking to these girls, and she said she doesn't want to meet, but if I fly her out, she will meet up. So I flew her abroad, and when we got there, she told me she's on her period.
So what does that mean?
This is funny.
Posh,
right,
please.
So basically, there's no action for you, right? I'm sorry you felt that way. Because, like I say, I always say, people think, Posh, why are you always saying you're sorry? Well, I need to empathize with everybody.
Mm.
Whatever you're going through, I must have been there, or I can actually empathize for you. So, I can actually empathize with this, because I've been there. So, but I pray God will change you also as a person. But, no judgment here. So you flew this girl out, so what are the conversations that you guys had before you actually flew her out? Was there no conversation that this is going to happen, blah, blah? Because I feel like that's a fraud for her to actually let you fly her out, and therefore to tell you that she's on her period.
Somebody
after you got
backstage.
There. So that is absolutely, it's not good. So I'm sorry you felt that way.
Oh my God.
And whatever you need to do, but be gentle. Let it go, you're a man. But don't make that mistake again. Guys, I always tell you guys, communication
is key.
Communication is key to everything. No matter how big you think that is, say it.
Yeah.
You will not die. I promise you. Nobody has died from talking. Well, maybe.
Talk is cheap.
Maybe, but yeah. So when it comes to communication, ask, okay, this is what I want. What are you giving me? Blah, blah. And then,
yeah.
If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, it's communication. Like, there's a gap in communication.
Mm-hmm.
And you said fraud. I mean, it might not be fraud,
okay.
But being unexpected. You know, there are, in economics, I don't know whether you remember. Unforeseen circumstances.
Well, that might happen, but I don't feel he's trying to understand that. He's trying to anyway, that's the rant I've got this week. So guys, have you got anything to rant about?
That would do me. Thank you so very much.
All right, guys. It's been a lovely episode of Posh Big Cash this week. With Sister Itsudo, we spoke about aging with grace. Every purpose of our life, either from where we're giving birth to,
yeah.
All the way to 90, 100, as much as you plan to live or God wants you to live,
yeah.
There's a purpose for you. And we need a community where we can actually grow together, do things together, and feel loved.
Yeah.
Where you know that I'm valued, where
absolutely.
You know that you have responsibility.
Yeah.
Because when you're growing up, you take. As you get older, you want to give back.
That's right.
So it's time to give back as you get older. So see it as an opportunity to give something back.
To make impact.
To make impact when you're growing older. So, and I say that's how we should see aging from now henceforth. So thank you. And mentally, it's good for you. Because you've gone through everything. So now you're calm. You're giving wisdom. You're saying things that is actually right. And you're going for coffee, you're doing exercise, so you're keeping yourself in the right frame of mind till Lord comes.
Yeah, we celebrate birthdays too.
See?
Yeah.
And Bible says we should count our days.
Yeah.
So, thank you guys. I've actually enjoyed it. Sister Tino, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
One last question before you go.
Seriously?
So, I ask people about this question every time. Before you came on Posh Couch, you've heard of Posh Couch.
Yeah.
Now that you've been here, what do you think about Posh Couch?
Oh, my God. I think Posh Couch is a very, very good show because it's not only putting message and words out there, but it's a kind of, it's a therapy because initially, I mean, prior to coming here, I just tuned into Posh P at the from the comfort of my, you know, house, and then I just enjoy it. Coming here, it's beautiful in the sense that you pass message across to the world. Perspective shifts, changes the way we see things, and Posh P couch is the best couch ever.
Clock it, guys, clock it. On that note, thank you guys, and I shall see you next week. God bless you.
Love you.
Bye.
Raise your voice and shout, come on.
No.